Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a couple minutes and answer a few questions, ma'am?
How many questions do I got to answer?
Maybe about 7 or 8 at the most.
Make it 7 because I'm in the middle of something, so go quickly.
Okay. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I'm a graduate. I have a master's.
Master's? Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, you're
yes.
not registered? Thank
yes.
you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2023? Are you
vote.
Almost certain to vote? Okay.
I'm voting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you plan to vote by mail? Early in person or vote
in person.
Person on election? In person. Okay,
in
thank you.
In person on election.
How motivated are you to vote? 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you so much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a 0 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. The Columbus City Council, 0 to 10.
0.
0, okay. What about Andrew Ginther?
7.
7, okay, thank you. What about Adrian Hood?
Don't know who that is.
Don't know. Okay, no problem. What about Nancy Day Ockard?
5.
5, okay. What about Farhan Jetty?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Nick Bankston?
I know I've heard. Is he a Republican or... He is a, what is he? He's a councilman, I know that. He's for city council, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them people. 2.
2, okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Thank you so much. What about Shannon Harden? Shannon Harden.
I'd say 2. I'm a Republican.
2. Okay. What about Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know. He is another city councilman. Good God, look at you folks. I give a 5 because I think he's environmental.
5. Okay. What about Louis Gill?
Why do I know that one?
Mm-hmm. Louis, as in Spanish, Louis, L-U-I-S, Gill.
Yeah, I know. Are these all Democrats? 3. I'm not a Democratic Party.
No, that's okay. They're not all Democrats. It's a variety. What about Joseph Motul?
I don't think I know that dude.
You don't know,
I don't know who he is.
Okay. No problem. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view? Even if neither is exactly right. First one, I would rather elect new people for city council so the council can go in a new direction, or two, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue
one.
The work they have.
One, okay. Number one. Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. If the November elections for mayor of Columbus were held today, would you vote for Joseph Motto or Andrew Ginther?
Right now, Ginther, but I got to take a look at Joseph first.
Okay, if the November... Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
I interrupted. Okay, what about if the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today? Will you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Is Hood Republican?
Unfortunately, I cannot give you information just based on the knowledge that you already have because I don't want to affect your choice. We're not allowed to give you info.
I would definitely, I would probably go with Hood.
Hood, okay. Thank you so much. How certain are you that you will be voting for Adrian Hood for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not
somewhat.
At all certain. Somewhat, okay. Thank you. If the for Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Lewis? L-U-I-S, Gill, or Nancy Day Ockard?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay, no problem. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
I don't know.
Undecided, okay. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City Council District for the purpose of the current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will cost $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each dollar of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
No, because they can't even do the money right with what they got now.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Do you consider to be a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Okay, thank you. Are you a guardian or parent of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
For Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, or someone else?
Hell no. Trump. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. No problem. Last year, that is back in 2022, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$79,000.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
You too, dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.